Rico, it's Mike Brennan. How you doing out there, buddy?
Hey, Rico, welcome to the WJR Internet Advisor Show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, welcome back, I should say, because you've been here before, and now you're going to help us understand this new law. We have to register our drones?
Yeah, you may not have to register your guns, but you're going to have to register your drones, even if you're just a recreational user, even if you're flying a toy drone. You're going to have to put your name, your address, and some credit card information in with the FAA.
Well, here comes the question for you that I have for you. When do you consider something a drone? Because like I've gone into like the CVS store and you bought like $7, you buy this little copter that you can fly around and it's, you know, it's wireless and that sort of thing. When does it become a drone?
When it drops on someone's head.
Yeah, exactly. So it becomes a drone from the FAA's point of view, which needs to be registered as soon as it's 0.55 pounds or more under 55 pounds, which is huge. So it's really that half a pound limit. And a half a pound, the FAA tells us, is about the same weight as two sticks of butter. So many drones, the littler ones, aren't that half pound criteria. But it doesn't take a whole lot of weight to get over that half-pound limit. And if it's being operated by remote control, even if it's an RC aircraft or an RC helicopter or now these new quadcopters, then the registration requirements kick in. And I got to tell you guys, the civil and criminal fines for failure to register are pretty dramatic.
$250,000, isn't it?
Yikes.
Yeah, and up to 3 years in jail, and this applies to all kids over the age of 13. And if you give your child a quadcopter and they happen to be 12 or younger, then it's up to the parent to register that drone with the FAA on this new website they're going to be launching here on the 21st of December.
Enrico, it's Matt Rausch. I'm just curious, if you want to get into brands, I mean, is like the Parrot AR drone, is that heavy enough? Is that big enough? Does that qualify under this regulation?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it does. I haven't looked specifically at that list, but that drone, I believe, is going to be over a half pound, and it is one of the most popular drones out there. And from many people's point of view, they use it as a toy, not for business.
Hey, there's something I just read today that was in Forbes magazine that I need clarification from you on. I can talk today. It said that all this information they're gathering for these registrations is essentially going to be open records, and anybody can get in there and see what your 13-year-old's doing and look at all that other information. Is that right?
Well, kind of. So there's going to be a searchable database by registration number. So one of the ways the FAA is trying to sell this is, hey, if you lose your drone because your registration number will be on the drone, someone could look you up on the website, and then if they know your registration number, they can then see who owns that drone, your name, and your address. So it's not like it's just going to be a website with everyone listed, but once we see what the numbering criteria is, you could just start punching in numbers and see whose names come up. So that's a fairly, we haven't seen the implementation here, but to me that sounds like a fairly hackable or scrapable database.
Okay, now, excuse me, you said weight was an issue. What is the difference in a drone and the old, what I used to call in the old days, remote control airplanes, and do they fall in the same category?
From the FAA's point of view, yes. So it's a drone, by the FAA's definition, is any aircraft that doesn't have someone on board that is connected to a control system, a receiver. So that's RC aircraft, RC helicopter. That could be an RC car if it happens to catch some air over a jump, I suppose. So, it's really that remote control system that becomes the defining tool, unmanned with remote control system.
So it could be guided, but it's not. So they redefined the term drone, which is usually artificially guided, right? Artificial intelligence.
Yeah, exactly. So there's another concept, which you correctly point out, is this concept of autonomous. Right, which it actually flies itself, which many of these new drones do. They'll hook into the GPS system, and if you happen to let go of the controls, it'll fly itself. But that's a separate concept. So it doesn't have to be autonomous. And that was one of the big problems that the Academy of Model Aeronautics had, and their quarter-million members of RC pilots, you know, RC aircraft, right, is why don't you define it as both connected to a control system and autonomous, which would exclude RC aircraft. And RC aircraft community has been around for decades and decades and decades, and there's been literally almost no incidents of any safety issues with RC aircraft. So they very much wanted to be excluded by this, and they are very put off by the fact they got pulled into it.
Yeah, and you know, I could see that. The RC community has been around for a long time, but now that the product is mass market, the FAA had to do something. It's one of those instances where you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. If something happened where one of these things fell out of the sky and there's an injury and they weren't able to track it, which has happened, which is, but, you know, it's just one of those instances. And I think it's a good thing they had to do something. You know?
They did have to do something, and you hit the nail on the head. The industry actually supported this some sort of registration, some sort of way to, and really the government doesn't even care if you register. That was never the point of it. What they need is a point of contact for people who buy new drones, because they don't know anything about the aviation rules, and they don't know they're not supposed to fly by airports, and they don't know they're not supposed to fly over people, and they don't know they're not supposed to fly over other people's private property, right? So the FAA, this is the FAA's way of being able to have a point of contact with everyone who buys a drone, recreational, so that they could say, by the way, there are rules, and hear what the rules are. And I'm betting that part of the registration process is going to be a click wrap, which says, I understand and agree.
You betcha. They're going to make you read those rules, and they got you once.
Oh, like everyone's going to read them. Come on now.
Hey, real quick, we're running out of time there. And a lot of folks are going to be buying these drones for Christmas for their kids. Give them a quick address where they can get the information from you, Enrico.
Sure. We have lots of good content on www.dronelaw.pro.
Well, thanks a lot, Enrico. It's always great to have you on the air. You always fill with lots of information about this subject and so much more.